It's May 12, International Nurses Day, marking the anniversary of the birth of Florence Nightingale. More important this year than ever.
I love that nursing is a mix of science and art.
I love that it's really active.
Personally, I love helping people.
A tribute to all our nurses. Apparently, it was on this day in 1968 that Reginald Dwight started using the name Elton John.
I didn't particularly like being Reg Dwight. It had too many unhappy memories and sort of, I hated the word Reg anyway. I mean, it's just a horrible name.
And it was in 1975 that Air Supply's Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock met on the opening day of rehearsals for the Australian production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Together, they went on to have hits like this. Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. May 12 birthdays, one of the all-time most successful songwriters, Burt Bacharach, turns 92. What a list. What's New Pussycat, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, Close to You.
I think when the song is written and you know what we have, and you go back and then the extra stuff gets kind of put into the mix.
Steve Winwood is 72. He had hits as the lead singer of the Spencer Davis Group before making a solo comeback in the 80s. Actor Gabriel Byrne celebrates his 70th. He was in Little Women, The Man in the Iron Mask, and fantastic in The Usual Suspects.
I'm not doing this for Fenster. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing this for me.
Emilio Estevez turns 58, one of the 80s Rat Pack, starring in The Breakfast Club and St Elmo's Fire, and then the Young Guns movies.
You know, sir, I do admire you, and I sure would like to touch the gun that's going to kill Billy the Kid.
And Rami Malek is 39 today. He's the latest Bond villain in No Time to Die, but will long be remembered for his Academy Award-winning performance as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Don't be so dramatic, darling. You're recording an album.
Finally, one of the greats of the silver screen was born on this day in 1907, Katharine Hepburn. The winner of 4 Academy Awards for Best Actress died aged 96 in 2003.
There's so much thought and so little feeling, Professor.
I am I?
Yes, you am, are you?
Remembering Katharine Hepburn on May 12.